The Bee is back.
Tonight, on July 8th, it is the 93rd annual Scripps National Spelling Bee Finals.
Executive Director Michael Dernal is at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex in Disney World in Florida. Tonight, 11 kids will compete there, and one will become this year's Spelling Bee champion. It's the first since 2019. The Bee was canceled last year because of COVID.
Zaila Avangard is one of those 11 finalists.
Mostly, I've just been walking in kind of like a surreal dream since I got here.
Avangard is a 14-year-old from Harvey, Louisiana. She feels as ready as she can be for tonight's event, which makes sense because to prepare, Avangard has been studying about 13,000 words a day. That takes her around 7 hours.
My favorite thing about words is like their definitions and stuff when I know them, like learning how a word connects to like a little historical fact or something.
This is not her first time being really good at something. She's a 3-time Guinness World Record holder for juggling basketballs. Clearly, she has range. The tournament rules have been rewritten for 2021 after something incredible happened at the last Spelling Bee.
Champion spellers, we are now in uncharted territory.
At the end of the finals in 2019, there were 8 co-champions. So this time, if there isn't a clear winner after an hour and 50 minutes of competition, they will go into a spell-off.
And in 90 seconds, each speller will have the opportunity to spell as many words correctly as they can.
Avangard remains undeterred.
I think it'd be like really good entertainment, like if it happens. As for spelling it myself, I think I'm pretty good at that, so it would be super exciting.
And the likelihood that a spell-off will happen is pretty high.
We're thrilled to bring the Bee back with all the excitement. People have been missing it. People have expressed a great amount of energy and excitement towards being able to see it play out again. It's quintessential Americana.
Whatever happens, we are living for the buzz.